This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Stunning news in British politics as Prime Minister Liz Truss resigns, leaving Britain's Conservative Party looking for a new leader. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
After a tumultuous six-week term in which her policies triggered turmoil in financial markets and a rebellion in her party obliterated her authority, British Prime Minister Liz Truss makes a statement to the media.
Given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
Her departure leaves a divided party seeking a leader who can unify its warring factions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A new leadership election will be completed by next Friday, October 28th. Those expected to run include former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak and Penny Mordaunt, a former defense minister. Jeremy Hunt, the man brought in to rescue the public finances, has ruled himself out. Russia has declared its intention to increase its targeting of Ukraine's power, water, and other vital infrastructure in its latest phase of the nearly eight-month-old war. While Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Moscow's forces have destroyed around 30% of the country's power stations since October 10th, but Ukrainians are vowing to stand firm despite the attacks that threaten cuts in electricity, water, and heat. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council met in private Wednesday at the request of the U.S., Britain, and France to voice alarm over Russia using Iranian-made drones in its war in Ukraine. Western officials say it violates a UN resolution, although Russia holds veto power to block any new sanctions bid. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been deposed in a defamation lawsuit filed by a writer. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Former President Donald Trump answered questions under oath in a defamation lawsuit filed by a writer who says the Republican raped her in the mid-1990s. The deposition provided lawyers for E. Jean Carroll a chance to interrogate Trump about the assault allegations and statements he made in 2019 when she first told her story publicly. Trump has said the rape allegation is a hoax and a lie. His statements could be used in a civil trial. He has not faced any criminal charges. However, New York lawmakers recently gave survivors of sexual violence a one-year window to sue their attackers over old assaults. Carroll's lawyer has told the court that she intends to file such a suit against Trump after the window opens in late November. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
COVID-19 drove a dramatic increase in the number of women who died from pregnancy or childbirth complications in the U.S. last year, a crisis that has disproportionately claimed Black and Hispanic women as victims. A government report released Wednesday lays out grim trends across the country for expectant mothers and their newborn babies. It finds that pregnancy-related deaths have spiked nearly 80% since 2018, with COVID-19 being a factor in a quarter of the 1,178 deaths reported last year. The first Native American woman in space says she's channeling positive energy as her five-month mission gets underway. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
First one through the hatch is going to be Nicole Mann, commander of Dragon.
Mann is a member of the Wailaki of the Round Valley Indian tribes in Northern California.
It's important that we recognize that there are all different types of people on board the International Space Station, not only from different countries, but from different backgrounds and different nationalities.
Mann told the AP she's channeling her energy through a childhood gift, a dream catcher.
It's a gift from my mother. It's the strength to know that I have the support of my family and community back home.
Mann says the emotions are overwhelming as she enjoys the view from space.
And just see our planet Earth and how beautiful she is and how delicate and fragile she is against the blackest of black that I've ever seen, space in the background.
The first Native American in space in 2002 was now retired astronaut John Harrington of the Chickasaw Nation. I'm Ed Donahue.
And recapping our top story, stunning news in British politics as Prime Minister Liz Truss has resigned, leaving Britain's Conservative Party looking for a new leader. She had only been in office for 6 weeks, in which her policies triggered turmoil in financial markets and a rebellion in her party. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.